Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
Is Northwestern Medicine BP? Call Dr. Morse right now. Doc Morse, Doc Morse, Doc Morse.
Hardest working man in the medicine business, Dr. Kevin Most. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. We thank our good friends and partners all over Northwestern Medicine. Hi, Doc.
How you doing, Steve?
I feel badly about having to come to... Doc lives about, I don't know, 20 minutes from me. And I was concerned that we may have lost him during the game last night because of its incredible crushing boredom. So I went over last night. He'd fallen asleep on his couch, and I hit him with the paddles twice to bring him back. So... that's how boring the game was.
You want to hear about something boring that we can talk about later. Our WGN radio station apparently did a pool of who they thought was going to win or not, and there's like seven people that participated.
I participated.
That's pretty funny.
And I know Justin came in last.
I participated.
Only seven people?
Yeah, it's the most impressive.
Well, who did it? I didn't know anything about it.
I guess Ryan Burrow did, but I don't remember seeing the email. Pete Zimmerman came in second, but he hasn't paid in, so he doesn't know if he's going to get the payout.
Yeah.
Okay. I
don't know. It's the worst pool ever.
The list. And I didn't do it, meaning I put in and I put the $10. I forgot in the second week. And then I was like, well, I'm done. So I never put in again.
Doc, I believe, and you're a sports guy your whole life, I believe that Super Bowl shouldn't count because it wasn't even mediocre, let alone super. So I think they should have to play it over.
Well,
with different teams.
The thing that was most amazing is there's more controversy on how long the national anthem went than any part of the game.
Yeah. Well, Gladys Knight's great.
Yeah.
You can always count on Gladys Knight. So Tom Brady's only won five. Sixth one didn't count.
I didn't hear,
give him half. Five
I
and
didn't
a half.
Hear Doc agree with you, Steve.
I totally agreed. Wasn't that a terrible game, Doc?
It was. I have to be totally honest with you. I watched the first half.
And you bailed.
Yeah.
That's a medical professional, Dave.
Yeah.
That is a guy who went to med school, who runs a big hospital and a big other place like a hospital with therapists and all of that. He's really, really in demand. He's a busy guy, and he says it was boring.
Would you not like a 1-0 baseball game?
You know what, Dave? I was just going to say it's different.
That's completely different.
You know what? If you had some skin in the game, if there were people that you were interested in playing, but you know, the two teams just weren't all that attractive.
If the
to
Bears
me, but,
were in that Super Bowl, I still would have hated it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But Dave does make a good point. Score does not make a game exciting and interesting.
No, it's the way the game was played, which was pathetic.
Yeah.
I was at the greatest World Series pitched game ever, and it's Game 7 in 1991, 0-0, and the Twins won it 1-0 in 10 innings. That was a great game. You know, you see it the whole time.
Jack Morris?
Jack Morris, exactly right. All right, Doc, let's talk about medicine, shall we? I mean, unless you want to keep talking about this.
Now, let's talk about medicine and some business side of medicine for once.
The money, the cost, that type of thing. So here's the deal. There's less people becoming doctors. Are there less people becoming nurses?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So we definitely have, you know, we have the threat of both the nursing shortage as well as a physician shortage. And, you know, one of the things we talked about, everyone's been talking about it, we're going to have a recession. And, you know, a recession is bad for the economy and bad for everything. But in medicine, it actually helps a little bit because the docs that we're going to retire, the nurses that we're going to retire, actually stick around for a couple more years and help us with this shortage that we see coming probably in the same time frame.
So if, in fact, you know, the stock market, not tanks, but heads considerably south, if the GDP growth remains where it is to flat, I mean, where it is like today, that's not a terrible thing for our health?
Well, no, it is. It's a terrible thing for health system. From a workforce point of view, it's okay, but from the health system point of view, it's terrible. A bunch of things happen. Elective surgeries go down, and that's bad for the hospital, but it's also bad for the individual. Take yourself. You want to have your knee replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Recession comes, and all of a sudden, you're going to be a little bit more careful how you're going to spend those deductible dollars to make sure that they go the miles that you want them to go. People are going to stop doing screening colonoscopies because of the out-of-pocket expense there because we're in a recession. And philanthropy is probably one of the bigger things. We have hospitals, you know, Lurie Children's, I'm not sure exactly, but I would bet you that 8 to 10% of their operating income is from philanthropy. And you have a great person leading that institution, Pat Magoon, who's absolutely wonderful. And I bet you that he is concerned because people think, oh, no, it's only, you know, Ann Lurie and all these millionaires and billionaires that give money. No, you know, they rely on the guys from the street, the hardworking people that say Children's Memorial is doing the right thing and taking care of kids, and I'm going to give them some money. And philanthropy dollars go away in recessions as well.
You know, Doc, it's interesting because recessions and obviously paying attention to how that would affect the medical or traditional medicine. But do we have to look and see how technology is having an impact on traditional medicine and maybe think about how the customer is changing or the consumer is changing as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Justin, it's amazing, you know, when you talk about things like that. What's happening with the generation that's going on right now and what's happening with technology? Amazing things are happening with technology that, you know, we talk about it a little bit here, but there are things that we're just scratching the surface now. Some of the things that Amazon and Apple are going to be doing here are absolutely fascinating. And will it decrease the cost of healthcare? It might. Is it going to fragment it a little bit? It might. But it's the future of medicine, that's for sure.
What about millennials? You know, I mean, they're going to be the next phase of people that need healthcare. Is that changed the world?
Absolutely, it's changing how we practice. I mean, everyone probably notices. Boy, there's another urgent care, another immediate care being. They seem to be popping up almost on every corner here, and millennials are one of the forces there. They want care that's easy. They want it that's affordable. They want it on their schedule. So the loyalty to a certain physician for millennials is actually going away. They change jobs very frequently. They move without, you know, really. Pretty easily, I'll say. They'll change jobs. And if you ask a millennial who their doctor is right now, they're like, well, I go to the clinic down the street, and I go when I want to go and not when they tell me to go.
That, in effect, doesn't help the overall cost, does it?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, the concern that a lot of people have right now is those individuals who are in their 20s and mid-30s and late 30s, that millennial generation right there, that have not had the continuity of care and the longitudinal care, are out there. They're pre-diabetic. There's some obesity problems there. There's hypertension problems there that have been identified. There's cholesterol problems there. So a lot of the things that we would start treating patients for and watching for and educating them for are not being done because they're getting their care just when they need it, when they feel like they're sick or they got hurt.
So, Kevin, how did that happen? Like, these kids grew up going to doctors. Was the experience unpleasant or took too long, or their parents took them to the doctors too much, and so then they had a bad taste?
Yeah, you know, I think it's part of that. I think it was and they're smart. And you know what? Medicine is inefficient. If you think about it, if you call your doctor and they say, oh, okay, we'll see you next Thursday at 2 o'clock. Well, next Thursday at 2 o'clock may not work. And this generation of people is saying, you know what? If that's what you're going to offer me, I can find an option over here because now the business of medicine has identified that these individuals want something else, and they're going to provide it to them. So once you start to find the path of least resistance that's less disruptive for you and your business and your work life and your social life, you're going to follow that because you feel that the quality can be delivered somewhere else at a more reasonable price and at the time that you want it.
Millennials don't want to go places and look people in the eye. They want telemedicine. They want app medicine. And is that going to be a thing in the relatively near future?
Oh, absolutely. You know, telemedicine, we're just, again, it's in its infancy. But we think of telemedicine right now as something where I'm going to look in a computer and talk to somebody. And it's going to go well beyond that, just with some of the things that Apple will be able to do with their Apple Health and as far as what we're going to have with wearables and what portions of exams you're actually going to be able to do in your house. And a matter of fact, you know what? You want a hospital room? You can buy one on Amazon right now. Think about that.
Yeah. I was going to say,
how much?
Go on to Amazon and put in the space bar or this search bar, Med Modular. And for $285,000 plus $4 for shipping, they will ship you a hospital bed that's a modular hospital bed, a hospital room.
So they'll set you up like with a complete room?
Absolutely. Complete room, bed, everything.
And less chance of infection.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the question that has an impact on the business, because as Amazon and Apple and others come along and they change the technology and then others who are in the medical field change the way they make instruments, is that going to make it easier or harder for hospitals to compete?
Oh, harder. Harder for us to compete. Absolutely. You're going to start to see more technology that's going to be available to consumers that used to have to go to the hospital for, whether it's testing, and then you're also going to see more imaging, outpatient imaging, where hospitals make a little bit of a margin there, and we need that margin to reinvest on new equipment. So you'll definitely see technology. Think of this. How often do you go to your doctor and you tell him your symptoms and he kind of listens to you and then tells you what's wrong and what he thinks is wrong? What if you did that and Alexa was who you were telling your symptoms to? And Alexa said, oh, it sounds like this, using artificial intelligence and data. And we're going to send you this medication, and don't worry about it. We'll have it delivered to your house by Amazon Prime. You just eliminated a trip to a doctor's office or an emergency room, possibly.
This weekend with the ice before it all melted this morning, I did one of the most spectacular falls you could possibly do. Feet went straight up. I mean, I flew. I was a flying Karamazov brother for a bit, and landed on my left hip and knee and smacked my head on the sidewalk. So it was truly spectacular. So I went in, and I held my hip up to Alexa and got nothing at all. So we're not quite there yet.
We're not as far as we need to be, correct.
Okay.
But it would
Alexa
not surprise...
said, pull your pants up.
Right. It would not surprise me, and people will laugh, but 20 years from now that you might be able to do a simple x-ray with a piece of equipment in your home.
Doc's notes are always furnished with the podcast, and you can pick them up with the podcast, which will be posted shortly after we're done here. We'll come back, Doc, do the lightning round about some very interesting partnerships coming up in medicine.
Yep.
Dan Hanthem was supposed to be joining us after 7 to talk about this game. He was so depressed by it, he got on a plane, and he's flying somewhere today. So we'll effort a hamp after he lands, but apparently he forgot that he had a flight this morning. So
I think that he would agree with Dave, though, that it was a defensive juggernaut.
No, I think he would have said the game sucked.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think
well, we guess we don't know, do we? Because we can't get him on the phone. Doc Most is with us, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. And Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. All right, Doc, let's go lightning round. Some interesting partnerships coming up. Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, JP Morgan, Chase, Berkshire Hathaway, all in business together?
Not all in business together, all kind of doing their own thing right now, but they're all kind of have a similar tone here, and it's kind of interesting. I'll ask you, who owns your medical records, your records about you?
I don't know. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz.
Yeah.
But I would
you
say
think
us.
He does. Who
don't
does?
We own
exactly.
our own? Yeah.
You think you should, right? But how do you get them? You have to go and sign a piece of paper that says you can release my records to someone else, right? You move to a new state, you have to go and sign a form so that your records can be removed. Now, EHRs have changed that a little bit with MyChart and things like that. But Amazon and Apple are going to take it to a new level. Apple and Amazon are both trying to do this at the same time. What they're saying is, we're going to give you your medical records. They're going to be on your iPhone, they're going to be on your computer, they're going to be wherever you want. They are going to be your records, and you can have access to them anytime you want, the full record. But in return, we want to be able to take that data and mine it and look into it. So, Steve, you bought 23andMe for your staff, right?
Exactly.
It's kind of cool. Everyone's like, oh, I didn't know I had some Eastern European. What if when Apple puts all of this information together and says, you know what, looking at everybody's records who we have access to here, we can show that if you're Eastern European descent, you should be on this cholesterol medicine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so a lot. Based on spitting at a test tube, that's a lot of, that's a pretty good sized leap.
The negative in us says, or you're not allowed to, you have a pre-existing condition because you come from this background.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the biggest concern, and who can get that data. Yeah. But what they're saying is, we have all this data scattered and siloed across the world and across people, and it makes it, we make it difficult for them to get their own records about what's happened to their body. If we put this all together, the give and take is, we'll put it all together, we'll give it to you in a way, but we want to be able to mine that data, and it'll help you. If you just had a CAT scan and now you go to North Carolina and you get hurt and someone says, gosh, I need to do a CAT scan. I just had a CAT scan. Well, I can't get it, so we have to do it. So that's what Amazon and Apple are looking at. You know, Berkshire Hathaway, J.P. Morgan, and Amazon, they're saying, hey, health insurance companies, you do not deserve the premium that you get. We can do it just as good as you guys can with the workforce that we have. So they're making a better work experience, or excuse me, a better health care experience at lower costs.
Yeah, well, that is not, listen, the idea we're going to get rid of insurance companies is nonsense. When you hear a politician
Absolutely.
Say that, it's ridiculous. However,
that can happen.
However, what you just described is good competitively and will definitely have an impact on cost and hopefully the cost of medicines as well. Doc also in the notes has an interesting story tied into Microsoft and Walgreens and what they're trying to do. Listen,
there was a Seinfeld episode where Elaine couldn't get her records when she kept going to the dermatologist.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Exactly.
She wanted her envelope so badly and they wouldn't give it to
How
her.
How do we know that's not where all of this started?
Yep.
It's Dr. Kevin Most, and thanks to everybody, Doc, at Northwestern Medicine. You guys, of course, are the leaders of the pack, and the pursuit of better health care starts here. Thanks for coming on, as always.
You got it, man. We'll talk to you guys soon.